What's up? I'm Ashbo, and random fact about me, I love dogs. I was always jealous of my friends who had dogs when I was growing up. Let me rephrase that. I was always jealous of my friends who had nice dogs. I had a few friends whose dogs absolutely terrified me, but my mom had the same response anytime my sisters or I begged her for a dog. Y'all are already expensive enough. I am not going to add on an expensive pet. So, because I didn't have a dog of my own, I had to live vicariously through my friends. And this became increasingly true when one of my friends got a puppy. That's when the jealousy reached new heights. They didn't just get a dog, they got a new cute mini dog. But it seems like every time this happened, after a couple days or a week, that same excited friend would have a totally different look on their face when asked about their new dog. They'd talk about how the dog barked all night, or used the bathroom all over the floor, or took one of their tennis shoes and now they can't find it. This is when they realized that this new cute puppy was actually a lot of work. And that is what we're talking about today. How change is great, but that doesn't mean it's always easy. The truth is that most of us think that new equals easier. Just think about any time you've made a mistake. What do you wish for? If you struggle in class, you wish you had a fresh start. If you're struggling with a coach or teacher, you wish you could get a new one. If you have drama with your friends, you've at least thought about what it would be like to restart. We think new equals easier because starting fresh seems better than navigating where you're at. But the truth is, even when we get something new, it still comes with change. Most times, stepping into new things requires the most change. Now hear me out. Even if you did get that new friend, coach, new class, new whatever, you still have all of the things that made that space difficult to begin with. Seeing those spaces shaped into something new takes time and effort, and we don't always like that. And yeah, new might seem like it equals easy, but new can also end up being pretty tough. Change doesn't usually come easy, and if you have ever tried to change something about yourself, you know that. Change happens gradually, and entering into that change can be discouraging and frustrating. Even in moments where we want or need something to change, the best type of change takes time. Following Jesus is one of those places that we feel this the most. So much of what we hear about following Jesus seems to happen instantly. God already loves you and instantly forgives you if you're struggling with something. When you pray, God instantly hears you. So it only makes sense that changing a desire or overcoming a struggle should happen instantly too, right? Unfortunately, most of us know that this is rarely the case. I would be willing to bet that a lot of us have prayed prayers asking God to change something or take something away, and it seems like God doesn't answer, at least not in the way we expect. So, if following Jesus comes with change, but our struggles, thoughts, and habits are all still there, then what is going on? If we don't go from losing our temper with our family to instantly treating them with love and grace, or from gossiping about friends to only speaking well about them, how do we find a new way? As bad as we may want it to, real change doesn't seem to happen that fast. It's slow and comes with time. And hear me when I say this, that is okay. In fact, not only is that okay, but what I want to suggest to us is that new things requiring time is a really good thing. So what we're going to do is take a look at scripture that might help us grasp this a little better. It's in a book of the Bible called 2 Corinthians, but it's actually not a book at all. Instead, it's a letter that a guy named Paul wrote to a church in a city called Corinth. Paul knew this church pretty well. He helped start it, and over time had written and visited them as they were experiencing a lot of new things. That new stuff wasn't always easy, and sometimes Paul had to say some really hard stuff to the people who were part of this church. He kept encouraging them in the right direction, and he wrote something really helpful about change. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. Something changed about the way they viewed others and the way they viewed Jesus. They used to look at people one way, evaluating them based on their opinions of them and questioning whether or not they measured up. But they can see something better. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. This is a huge promise, right? Paul is saying that as followers of Jesus, we are becoming a new person. More than that, he even says that the old life we had before Jesus is gone and something new is beginning. That sounds really amazing, but what does it mean? While it might be easy to think that we are going to instantaneously stop having any struggles, there is a word in that verse that is easy to overlook, and I want to make sure we notice. Begun. Paul doesn't say a new life is completed. Paul says that it's just beginning. That means that we are still stepping into it and learning how to live it. We are becoming someone. Just like training a puppy to use the bathroom outside and not eat our shoes, we are still learning to discover the new life that Jesus offers us. Paul is asking the church in Corinth to trust something, to trust that although it may not be easy to see from where they sit right now, they are at the beginning of a new life. As time goes on, the newness will become easier to see. But here's the thing, just like everything else, a new life comes with a lot of change. Change in how they view others and themselves, change in how they think, and change in who they are. We know from the rest of Paul's letter that change didn't happen overnight. It came with time and effort. They had to be active participants in what God was doing and trust that God was active. That doesn't mean they had to do it alone. Instead, Paul says that this new life is a gift from God. It's stepping into that gift that takes time. I like to think about it like riding a bike. You can have the newest, nicest bike you've ever seen, but it doesn't mean you know how to ride it. That comes with time, and it starts with a choice. A choice to trust that a new life is beginning and being open to the change that new life brings. We have the opportunity to make that same choice. That when we follow Jesus, we are being made into a new person. While we tend to think that new equals easy, Paul says there is so much more to the story. We are at the beginning of the story that God is writing in our life. And while some of us may be begging for something new and others of us may be scared of something new, becoming a new person always comes with change. I like to think about it like this. New always equals change. Just like the Corinthians, that change may be hard for us to see, but the invitation that we have in front of us is an invitation to trust. Trust that God is doing something in our lives and allow that trust to change us. Change the way we see others, change the way we see ourselves, and change the things that we desire. That doesn't come easily, but over time, we will be able to see the new person that Jesus is shaping us into. Remember how I said I love dogs? Well, I think my love for novels is right up there too. I love getting lost in a great book. See, books have different chapters, right? And different pages. Sometimes you turn the page and realize that you're at the end of a chapter and about to start a new one. This is how our lives work. Sometimes there's a new chapter that we don't like moving to a new town or new school. Sometimes there's a new chapter that simply happens, like moving up to high school or graduating high school. Sometimes there's a new chapter that we choose, like veering away from a friendship or picking up a new habit. And just like when we're reading a new book for the first time, we don't know what that new chapter is going to say. This is when we have to trust that God can see it, even when we can't. God doesn't just see that new chapter, God sees the whole book. So, if our new life is just beginning, here are a few ways that we can play a role in becoming the new person that God has created us to be. First, where can you look at things through a new lens? While change comes over time, one thing that can change pretty quickly is how we view ourselves, our desires, and the people around us. Paul says that we no longer look through the lens of the world. That means that we strive to see things the way that God does. We don't use our judgment to determine what we think about things. Instead, we look through the lens that Jesus offers, loving God and loving others. Then, where can you take a new step? It can be overwhelming when we think about all the changes that we want to see in our lives. The fact that it doesn't happen overnight is good news. It means you don't have to do it all at once. Instead, take the next step that is right in front of you, whatever that may be. It might mean sharing a struggle with another person that you trust. It might mean taking the next step to serve someone else. It might even mean asking someone for forgiveness. Change has to begin somewhere. And if you're looking, the starting place won't be hard to find. Look through a new lens, take a new step, and trust that God is beginning to shape you into a new person. Chances are that you won't notice all the change as it happens. But down the road, when you look back, it will be easy to see how far you've come. Remember, new always equals change. God loves you so much and has an incredible plan for your life. When there are parts of the new chapter that you can't see, God is inviting you to choose trust. And as you do, God is changing you in a good way. So, when you head to groups, I want you to think about this question. Where in your life is God asking you to take a new step or see with a new lens?